Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Sam Torres is a Troy-based composer, multi-instrumentalist, and audio engineer. His new album, Still, is available today. The atmospheric and calming album of improvised saxophone and live electronics music is a culmination of years of experimenting and development. It was recorded in 2020 at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, and Sam joins us now to talk about the project. Once again, the album is entitled Still. Sam, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on the release of this project.
Thank you.
So I saw that it is an evolution of a previous project of yours that you called Canticle. Tell us a little bit about Canticle and how it's evolved into this.
So Canticle started in 2015 as a way for me to try to basically expand the capabilities of my instrument, which is the saxophone. I wanted a way to play more than one note at a time with a saxophone, which is usually not possible, and build layers and make textures and things. And I wasn't really satisfied with other ways of doing that, like multi-tracking. I wanted to be able to make these sounds live.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really want to use standard looping because I felt that was very compositionally kind of restraining.
Okay.
So I started to basically build my own software instrument that I was treating as an extension of my regular saxophone. So it had to be something that I could interact with while I was playing my saxophone. So I was thinking about that a lot in the design of the interface. And it had to be something that was going to have a little bit of randomness built into it so that it wasn't like traditional looping, so that there would be things that maybe I wouldn't expect to hear that it would do with the sound. So what the software did is capture my acoustic sound and then through various means elongate it or chop up the sounds that I was making with the saxophone and then play those through a PA system. So the things that kept evolving were the ways that I was interacting with the program. I am kind of an impatient person when it comes to music making. I want to be able to get a sound that is in my head out into the world very quickly. Probably I would say the biggest thing that evolved over time was the way that I would perform with the software that I was making. And that obviously involved a lot of software changes, but it involved different control surfaces, and I started using an iPad at one point. The other things were more compositional, kind of as I tweaked one way of interfacing with the program that made things a little bit quicker, and then I was like, well, wouldn't it be cool if I could do this too? And then I would design that and have to figure out how I could control that. So what it ended up being is me playing the saxophone, obviously. And then I have an iPad by my right hand, which is the hand that I can take off the saxophone while still playing with the left hand.
Okay.
And that controls the iPad. And then I have two things on the floor that I actually control with my feet. One has 10 buttons and the other one is actually a one octave little keyboard that is meant to be used with your feet. It has really big keys.
Oh, cool.
And with those three control surfaces plus the saxophone, I was able to create this whole kind of sonic world without ever having to touch my computer, which is like, I don't know if this is the same for other people, but having to use a mouse and click around while I'm in a kind of creative flow state just saps the desire to make any music.
They're two very different things.
Definitely. Yeah. It was really crucial for me to feel like I was still playing an instrument, not interacting with a computer.
How did the particular melodies or motifs or methods for Still that you've used make these songs, the parts of Still, make them this work for you?
That's a good question. So when I was working on this album, I didn't know that it wasn't going to be Canticle anymore.
Okay.
The way that I kind of envisioned Canticle from the start is that it's improvisatory. So every iteration of a performance of what I call a Canticle was actually completely different music. And I've released a bunch of those iterations over the years. The idea for the word Canticle comes from a type of sacred music that's kind of chant-like. And I was drawing musical inspiration from that. The whole idea from the beginning is for it to be a kind of meditative musical outlet for me. And hopefully that has a similar effect for listeners.
It does, I would say. I mean, for my listen, it does. Yeah, very meditative.
Excellent. So for this album, like I said, I didn't know it was going to be different from Canticle. But I realized as I was putting the album together, doing the mixing and whatnot, that it felt like it had evolved beyond the scope of what Canticle was.
Okay.
Both musically and a little bit technologically, I had added so many things to it from where it started in 2015 that it felt like it needed a new name. And I struggled really hard with coming up with a name, which is something that happens to me often. But I think part of the struggle was that I was coming from this place of just iterative performances and not really thinking much more about them. Everything's improvised, so I can't even really go in with a plan. In some practices of improvised music, you can come in with a plan or at least some kind of structure. I found that when I did that with my software that I had created, the software didn't like preconceived plans. The randomness, just I always found it was fighting back against me, which is funny because I built it.
Yeah, you made it.
I made it
fight with you.
it wanted to kind of do what it wanted to do sometimes. And I was always much happier with the result when I just went along with it and kind of let it guide the direction of the performance too. So there was that. But the key element that really made it the most different was a commercially available harmonizer software that I started using specifically on this album recording. I had not been using that on previous Canticle performances. And that kind of musically changed it enough where it felt like a different thing. There's at least one track on the album where I don't even use my custom software at all. It's only the commercially available software.
Our guest is Sam Torres. His new album, Still, is available today. It was recorded at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in 2020. How did you decide to call it Still? It's a great word, multiple meanings.
Still came about from a very, very long, like, iPhone note of potential names and words that I could apply to it. If you look at the track listing, I couldn't even come up with names for the tracks. They're just numbered, which is
parts 1 through 9.
Yeah. So Still came about, I think, just from talking to my wife Sophia for a very long time about what I should call this. And I was thinking about how I'm still trying to come up with a name. I've still been working on this album for, you know, what feels like in some ways 2 years and what feels in other ways like 7 years.
Or 45 years. Pandemic time.
Yeah. And the word still also applies to the meditativeness of the music. So it just felt like it kind of fit.
When you performed it, these new original pieces, and then went and listened to it the first time, Did it sound how you remembered playing it? You know, or were you surprised by things that had happened? Because you can't, I mean, you're paying attention to a lot of stuff while you're recording. I don't know how you can also hear every detail of the music you're creating.
It was very, very difficult, I have to say. It was during the pandemic. It was very hot. It was a hot day in July, and it was me and my wife, Sophia, was producing, which honestly, the short answer to your question is I couldn't have done it without her, because she was in the audience listening to everything and telling me that it was really good or it wasn't so good, or, you know, certain aspects about a particular piece were really interesting and then something weird happened or so on and so forth. So having her there to help me guide that process was just essential. But yeah, as for my experience of it during the recording for the album, it was a lot to keep track of, because as much as I had tried to minimize the amount of work that I have to do as a performer for this music, I was also recording, obviously,
right,
and performing, and I was using all my own PA system in the hall because it was basically shut down because of the pandemic. So it was quite a lot of stuff to keep track of. And there were actually some moments when I went back and was listening to the recordings when I literally did not remember playing something. There was one track in particular where I, to this day, don't know if the the electronics part was done on purpose or not.
Uh-huh.
There was some track in the recording that I was like, this is really cool, but I don't remember it sounding like this at all when I did it. So it's on the album. It made it to the album, whether or not it was intentional in the moment. But yeah, there were very much moments of, I played that? And some of them, it was a good, pleasant surprise, and others were a less pleasant surprise. But the album, 50 minutes of the album, was selected from, I think we recorded for about 4 or 5 hours that day. So
okay,
it was a long process of listening to everything and choosing what stayed.
Sam Torres' new album, Still, is out today. You can learn more at samtorresmusic.com. And of course, we'll post that link with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Sam, congratulations again, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.